Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to the Fitness Mimosas podcast. And what I love about a mimosa is just one sip of one is so delicious. It carries this exotic, dazzling feminine flavor within it. And I believe in bringing this sip, this flavor of mimosa to your life, to your body, and also to your fitness plan. And that being said, yes, I was thinking about fitness when I caught fitness mimosas and a typical way of lifting weights and sculpting your body into the body of a goddess. But today I actually want to talk about the fitness of your goals, the fitness of your lifestyle, and the fitness of your business plan. And the reason why I want to talk about that is because if you're living in 2021, we are going through some type of stretch, some type of goddess transformation. And I know for sure that really, and I'm sure you've been through this yourself, in order to make this your sexiest year ever, every single day that you wake up, you're going to bed a different woman because you have to go through a goddess transformation through that day in order to become her. And 2021 can be your sexiest year ever. It can be the most amazing year ever. It can have the most fullness of life within this year ever, okay? But it can only be that way if we really monitor two things. Number one is your sex appeal. Number two is your energy. And the way I'm defining sex appeal is, let me see if I can pull this quote there. I love copy. I'm like a copy nerd. I'm a marketing nerd. I'm addicted to all things copy. And there is this copy that I tore off of an old Victoria's Secret perfume that they had out years ago. And this is what it says inside the label. It says, "Fragrance is the perfect complement to lingerie, the first to touch your skin, the last to linger." There's just something about it I just love. Like, it's a Victoria's Secret and says, "Fragrance is the perfect complement to lingerie, the first to touch your skin, the last to linger." And so essentially your sex appeal is, some people talk about it as sexual transmutation, but it's this, honey, this dazzling, effervescent sparkle around you. So when we're using our energy, it's not just the energy of the world in terms of darkness and fear. No, it's redefining it, and it's walking around with this energy within ourselves. So if you can take consistency with your energy, your sex appeal, and really the third thing is definitely your time, this is going to be what separates people this year. So at the end of 2020, just like everybody else, my life is completely disarray and all these different parts and pieces. And I started asking, you know, different people, like, well, what was their thing? What was their focus? And I was trying to find like a common trait. And so I've always resonated a lot with people who are in the military. So I have a girlfriend that as a Marine, another one who served in the Army, and I was just kind of asking, like, what is their training like, you know? And who else was I talking to? I was talking to someone else, and I was kind of thinking about the martial arts, and then I was also thinking about myself, and I know this might seem pale in comparison, but I was thinking about the training that you do for a bikini competition, because it's all about becoming the sexiest package of yourself. And really, that's all it should be about. But like, literally 2021, you should be a sexier version. Like, the Jasmine in 2021 should be a sexier Jasmine than in 2020, who should be a sexier Jasmine in 2019. And it just kind of goes through that. It's like, what package are you bringing of you to the stage? In order to do that, you have to become goddess designer lingerie in your own hands. And so the one theme that I really found was self-discipline. And so I want to walk you through this short, I call it high performance training for goddesses, because to me that is just so exhilarating. But this short, simple training that I'm starting to implement for my business in the hopes of whatever your dream is in 2021, because the dream, like, it has to be in your hands now. We don't have any other choice. I want to give you goddess tools, goddess diamonds to find along the way. That way you are a sip of mimosa to yourself. So when you think about sex appeal, think about, like, as you're moving throughout the day, as you're doing your projects, as you're taking your own energy, you're sipping on this beautiful energy within yourself. And so you're essentially sipping a mimosa as you go about your day. So the bottom line is, if your energy is, your time is aligned, you will be okay. Okay, so your energy has got to align with your time, because you have 24 hours in the day, as Beyonce. And I'm going to walk you through, I don't know if you can hear me kind of turn the pages as we do this. I want to kind of really walk you through this. And so the first is a tip by Ed Milet. These are three kind of like tips by it. Tips that I have, and then I'll walk through the next section. So think about shooting jump shots. This is the first three jump shots. So the first one is by Ed Milet, and this is genius. Divide your day into three parts. Okay, and if you have a job that you go into, make it one of the three parts. And that's going to kind of dictate, so whether it's going to be 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. I think Ed Milet does it 6 a.m. to 12, 12 to 6, and then 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and then 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. And when you literally think of your day as these sections, then, oh my goodness, life is so much easier. And I literally take out a piece of paper, and I wish I could show you the spreadsheet that I created from this, but I literally have 3 days. And it is so refreshing. Okay, this is my day. This is my day. This is my day. And it makes it so much easier. And then another tip that I got from Eric Thomas is, at the end of the night, I write down what you executed on. So execution means 100% completion. And once you start doing that, you kind of get addicted to making sure that you execute on things. And then the third thing is, I have a soul moment in my day, and I ask, how did you represent your ancestors? And so it's a time of reflection. And then I have what I call the Jasmine effect. And I say these jazz effects should make all three simple and easy to navigate, like a Brazilian wax. And one is my finances, a simple goal, and my health. And I'm aware of all these three things. So that way, as I'm entering to this lingerie wonderland of my goal and seeing what lingerie piece I'm going to merge with from that day, I'm coming out with still healthy, still have an overview of my finances. I literally take care of my finances like they're like Oshun, and with the simplest, sexiest goal in the entire life. Okay, now I always have many different ideas and many different things, or at least that's what I thought. And so I developed what I called the Sexiest 13. And then from the Sexiest 13, you choose your Ralph and Russell of the year. So if you think about Ralph and Russell, I love them because they're gorgeous feminine allure. Just these beautiful, beautiful clothes that are so feminine, and they're feminine, their essence of feminine elegance to the core. But what I absolutely love about them, and yes, the dresses, I would love it. It would be my life realized if I woke up to a closet full of their dresses. But what I really love is the fact that they're a couture brand that essentially, like, they hadn't been at a couture brand for like 100 years, and now they're a couture brand. And that is just so, so amazing. So you're going to choose 13 tasks. Okay. The difference is going to be the first month. All the rest of the month, you're going to have just focus on a task. So from this 13, you choose your Ralph and Russell of the year. So my Ralph and Russell is appearing on Feminine Energy Podcast around the world. And I think I've pretty much reached out to all, a bunch of feminine energy ones. So I'm still trying to work and discover more, but anything that talks about feminine energy manifestation, like, this is my goal, because those are women who I know will energetically be able to understand the beauty of sensual energy and my work, and really using sensual energy. It's not my work. It's my goddess work, right? But using sensual energy to really reform and train our bodies and reveal the body of the goddess that we have inside of us. And so I know, doing that, I believe that there's a goddess inside of every woman, that there's a body of a goddess inside of every woman, but I realized I couldn't market to every single woman. And so I was directed through coaching, we'll focus on these because, You know, a lot of people are going to laugh at me and be like, what do you mean that women's bodies can be different from men's bodies? Right? So that's not going to be my audience. I can't convince someone that, but women wearing similar tears will understand, be like, hey, as women, our bodies are different from men, and this is the way. And when we use this simple little change to our fitness routines, it can transform how we feel in our bodies and how we shape, how we sculpt ourselves, and how we really are in our bodies. So my Ralph and Russell is every day to reach out to podcasts and just have a running list of like podcasts and to just kind of offer champagne. But within that, I always have other tasks that I like to do, right? And so I started writing a list, and the goal is to get to 13, although even though I had a long list, I thought it looks like I only have 7. So some of my goals to, I mean, one month I'm going to shorten my program, so I'm going to make it even more streamlined, which it's right now it's set as a 16-day goddess transformation with two goddess prep days, one goddess reveal plan. And so it really is 13 days that you can do 13 days, take a rest day, then do another 13 days, and every day you go into the program, become even sexier. And I'm reshaping and making the program even more lingerie-like, adding more crystals and diamonds, and making it such a sexier and simpler form. So that's one thing. Start a newsletter is another thing. Get back on my Pinterest marketing up. Get a speaker one sheet done, and then launch myself more on TikTok. So these are kind of some things that I have, right? But in all of these, I know that, okay, so my podcast is my Ralph and Russell. So the time when I have energy to plug that in, that needs to be my first, like, that's my Ralph and Russell of the day. Then everything else that I do, I underschedule myself for the rest of my day. I didn't really think I was going to jump from that to this, but I think I will. So, and I'm kind of just giving you a short little overview, but underscheduling yourself is going to be where your gold is. If you can underschedule yourself, you are going to be in such a simpler, more relaxed vibration of who you are as a woman when you are able to reach this point in your life. And so just choose 3 little tasks that are so super simple and do those tasks. Like right now, my tasks are, and the first one's not as the best example, but it kind of sort of is to record this, actually, to record this podcast, right? And so that is a task. And then putting 1 hour aside today where I'm recording podcasts. So it's 1 hour total. And that will be my podcast for the month, plus some. So I will be set for the next 6 weeks. And each podcast I record is a short little goddess tool. And I'm hoping to have a gorgeous feminine energy conversation with one of my girlfriends. But we will see if we're able to arrange it. She's already said yes. So it's just kind of aligning it and me, you know, coming on and reaching out to her. But that would be one. And then literally, I don't think that's the best example. The best example would probably be to say, okay, I'm going to set aside 10 minutes to set up, record a podcast or something. But I have a little more time today, so I could say, okay, I'm setting aside this hour. This is my podcast time. And then I'm recording a 2-minute lingerie reveal for the Goddess Reveal Plan. And then my last one, and now I have to listen to this. Oh, yeah, is to record a TR Tuesday to post on Facebook. And so that's one I've already had my message. It's actually not going to be a video. It's going to be a message that I'm going to put out today just because there's been a lot of energy that I'm outputting. So I'm being aware of the mimosa as I kind of go through this. So underscheduling will save you so, so much. And as you go through your day, plan time, stay in tune to your sex appeal. And I have 3 areas of my day. I have my Dior, my Versace, and my Dolce & Gabbana. And so the Dior is the period of time where I rest, whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, that's my rest. My Dolce & Gabbana is where I sit down and I work on my lingerie plan for the next day, which is just underscheduling my time, thinking, okay, what are the 3 simplest goals I can do tomorrow? So those are very, very simple. And then my Versace, I think about myself as Samantha Jones from Sex and the City wearing this gorgeous yellow Versace dress, or like Jennifer Lopez wore the beautiful jungle print dress that completely broke the internet. And it's saying like, hey, okay, goddesses, who would like to wear a body's lingerie? And so that's my Ralph and Russell. That's the moment where I'm really focusing on the Ralph and Russell. That's the moment where that's the energy that I serve out my three tasks. And I do this all with what I like to call the high performance mindset. So these are 8 thoughts that are the sexiest little black dress for any woman to wear. So regardless of what your goal is, think of it this way. Ask yourself, what is the simplest, sexiest way that I can do this? Remind yourself, I get to design my day. If you make a mistake, and we're all humans, we make mistakes, I tell myself that was a pre-Adriana Lima moment. And the story behind this is that I once saw, I'm like addicted to Tyra Banks, especially in her Victoria's Secret days, walking up down the fashion show. And one fashion show, I noticed that there was a woman who looked really different, looked familiar, but she looked really scared. I'm like, who is this woman? And the camera zoomed in closer, and it was Adriana Lima before she knew she was Adriana Lima, watching Tyra Banks walk down the stage. And so sometimes in life, we all have a pre-adrenaline moment. When that happens, just say, how can I goddessize? How can I goddess this moment? As Kobe Bryant once said, don't criticize the person, criticize the act. So just ask yourself, how can I goddessize this moment? How can I make this the sexiest experience in the world next time? And really think about criticize, not really a goddess energy to bring to it, right? Remind yourself, and I forget where I got this from, but my affirmation, my clients flow to me in abundance and with me and with ease. Remind yourself that a power greater than me gave me this idea, and he or she is walking with me every step of the way. And when it comes to comparing yourself to anyone else on your journey, remember that it's my job to be a design that no one has seen before. In hard times, just repeat to yourself, I'm expanding my capacity to goddess form. And the last thing is, how blessed am I to put only 3 hours of goddess work from the comfort of my own home and completely change the world? I'll repeat that. How blessed am I to be able to put only 3 hours of goddess work from the comfort of my home and completely change the world? And there's 2 prayers that I like to kind of repeat to myself. One is the goddess prayer, which goes, my goddess, expand within me. Goddess, give me your peace. Goddess, relax inside of me. The other one is the athlete's prayer by Brian Dawkins. And it goes like this. Clear my heart of any and all burdens that may be there. Clear my distractions that may be there. So that I can perform my very best, knowing that you'll always be there. Please lift me up before this moment, so that with your eyes I might see and have a clear understanding as this game unfolds before me. With great courage and meet this challenge that you would have for me. But keep me humble, remind me that my strength comes from you and you. So I just want to remind you that bikini reps, when we think about fitness, most bikini reps are the reps that are executed in perfect form. And the perfect form is the form of your own energy, the own lingerie, the goddess that's inside of you. That's what all sexual transmutation is. The sexiest lingerie is in you. So reach within that lingerie. And when you reach within your lingerie, you will find this beautiful, gorgeous jewel. And underneath that is this effervescence. It's like this overwhelming, this ocean without an ending. And that can be applied to every project that you do. As Erica Lehrmark once said, it's not about the time that you put into a project, it's all about the energy. So why not make the energy one of the goddess moments of your life? I love you, beautiful. I hope this resonated with you. If it did, please feel free to share this podcast with one of your other sister girlfriends around the world, because when we're connected together, we glow. And if you like it, look below, leave a review. That way, we can, I believe we're women of goddesses around the world, but we just haven't woken up to who we are. So once you realize the truth, once you start to breathe as a goddess, pour a cup of champagne, a sip of champagne for the sister next to you as well. If you're ready for your goddess transformation, if you believe that and everything in life starts with your body, then see the link below. I'd love to have you in the reveal plan. And beautiful, it's your world. Why not make it glow?